Welcome back, guys. This is Patrick Iperato from Extended Travel. Last time we talked a little bit about wine tasting in the Mosel Valley and how that it's kind of interesting and cool to see different types of cultures you kind of get more of a rich or deeper experience with them if you actually go into the little villages or the small towns as opposed to the big cities. And I gave you kind of a little bit of example of one of the experiences I had out there in Germany and how that actually happened. But today I want to talk a little bit about open air markets and one of these really cool set of candlestick holders that I found in France. So the background was I was going over to France, specifically down in the southern part, like kind of where France hits the Mediterranean. And we were popping around, staying with a friend of ours in Nice, France. So kind of like right along the water there, down by Cannes, Monaco, and kind of that southern Riviera side, if you will. We really wanted to kind of explore and get out of the big city. It wasn't, in kind of retrospect, it wasn't a great example of getting out of it, a big city. It was still super touristy, right? They have the big Cannes Film Festival. Monaco is a super nice area. And so it wasn't, kind of looking back, exactly the hometown feel that we were looking for, but parts of Nice absolutely were. So you kind of had the big touristy areas, but then you also had kind of the more original or French areas, if you will. And so we wanted to get outside of that big city. We wanted to go to the beach and kind of relax. One of the cool parts about Nice, France is that the beaches themselves are not sand. What they are is they're actual pebbles. So there's probably, I don't know, maybe the size of your thumb or so sized pebble. So pretty big. And that kind of makes up the sand or the area from the road or from the kind of the town out to the water. So just kind of something unique and different about it. But we had a friend that lived there, and so she kind of helped us around. She showed us a spot or two to stay at and kind of the local places and things like that. And I think I've told you guys in the past, if you ever have a friend that lives over in another country, it is definitely worth it to go visit and see them, because you'll get such a different side and such a different experience based on their actually living there and their kind of hometown, or at least their expat view of the culture, the people, but also the city itself. And so we went to Nice to just kind of relax and chill out. So we went to those rocky, pebbly beaches two or three times. You know, we got a little bit of a sunburn. We just kind of relaxed and chilled. We weren't looking to do anything super touristy, just kind of chill out and kind of see a friend. We spent a couple days there, three or four, I think, but it really wasn't enough time. I'd really recommend spending at least a week if you ever go to the French Riviera, kind of the southern part. There's so much little, like, kind of nuanced cultural things that were, you know, that we wish that we had more time to actually see. And one of them was this open air market that was in kind of the middle of the city or middle of the town there. It was super nice. It was on, I believe, Sunday is what it was. And they basically just have probably 30, 40 vendors come out and kind of display what they have. So you could go get, you know, some pastries. You could have kind of the bakery, traditional French style things. You could also go and there were a bunch of antique shops or kind of like antique stores that were pretty cool that I liked a lot. But another side of it as well was also just going through and seeing some of the like old farmers market, kind of their fruits, their produce, their vegetables, that type of thing. And so what we landed on was we were walking through, I think we got, you know, a couple fruits and veggies and of course a croissant. We had a bottle of wine that we shared kind of on one of the little cafes and just kind of relaxed. I think we kind of made an afternoon out of it. It wasn't too rushed. It wasn't too big of a deal. We just kind of chilled out and enjoyed the environment. It was super beautiful. It was a nice kind of Nice day, which was, you know, probably 70-ish or so degrees Fahrenheit. Not a cloud in the sky, and just kind of that stereotypical, you know, French or I guess European summer, where, you know, you have your sunglasses on, you're relaxing and just kind of enjoying the world as it passes you by. And so as we were going through, one of the things that I've always wanted to kind of get was an old school candlestick holder. And so I was able to actually find these in the open air market. Was this, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's a pewter candlestick, but it has a pretty big drip tray underneath. It's almost like a tea, you know, like a teacup, that little plate that it would rest on. It's almost like that underneath. And so it's kind of that old world, kind of like walking around the house because you don't have electricity, that type of candlestick holder. And so I actually found these in Nice, and I was super, super excited about them. It was so cool. It was very unique. They were a little expensive, which was a little frustrating, but luckily I had some cash on me, and so I was able to kind of negotiate a little bit. I always find it's significantly easier to negotiate if you have cash and if you have smaller denominations of cash. It's so frustrating or kind of embarrassing when you get the look of negotiating something, you know, a price of something all the way down, and then you hand them 100 euros or you hand them a 50 euro and the item's only like 5 or 6 or something like that. And one of the negotiation tactics you used was like, oh, you know, I don't have that money, so I can't pay you that much. It's super difficult. And so that can be a little embarrassing, but also kind of funny at the same time. So just be aware of that. If you're ever going to go to an open air market or kind of check out some of the authentic scenes in some of these markets or in East France, I definitely recommend to have a little bit of cash on you. And if you can, the smaller quantity of bills, the better. So if you can have a 1 or 2 euro, 5, you know, 10, the 20 euro, that type of thing is always significantly better. But anyways, long story short, I would definitely go back. I was able to negotiate and actually get the pewter candlesticks, which was amazing. They sit in my house today. Unfortunately, they got busted up a little bit on the ride home. I ended up shipping them back as opposed to backpacking or going around with them in Europe because I didn't have enough weight in my bag for a couple of the flights that we were doing. So I actually mailed them back. So that's an option that you can do in case you didn't know that. You can physically mail them back on like a freighter. You don't have to do a FedEx or UPS kind of through the air. As long as you don't need them for, you know, a month or so, you can ship them through a freighter and it's significantly cheaper. So just an option for you. But Monaco and Nice and Cannes, the whole French Riviera, were absolutely gorgeous. It is a little expensive, so I would plan to, you know, that be maybe the top end of your trip or the more expensive part of your trip. I would say that it's on the same level as London or Paris or any of the kind of major cities. So it's not, you don't get that a little bit of a cheap side or a less expensive side that you would in some of the other villages, just due to the touristy style of it. But I love that part of the world. It is one of my favorite, and so I would definitely recommend going back there. And just wanted to kind of give you guys a little story about me traveling through Cannes. So thanks for joining. This is Patrick Imparato with Extend Travel.